Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay. We've spent 2 hours talking about last night's game. Something almost hasn't been addressed at all. That was big, and it's pretty much unanimous. And we'll get to that today at 12:20. Hasn't been touched on. I think it got one brief mention. 12:20, we'll get to that. In the meantime, people venting on a Monday, champ and chump. Look, it wasn't a great game for the Detroit Lions. The question is this reflective of a definitive, is this who they are? Not good enough. Or was it an example of just being not good enough on a given Sunday? I tend to lean towards the second part, but it's a fair question. If your conclusion is they're just not good enough, I'm not mad at you. I just disagree with you. Dan Campbell seems to think that they can address it and they can get better. You know, the offensive line is still a bit of a work in progress, and that is, you know, they've got some veterans in there, but can they be better than they were last night? That doesn't mean they're going to be great, but can they be better against a team like Philly than they were last night if they happen to come across them again? Yes, I think they can be better, but they're probably not. The formula to win big is different than it was a year ago because the offense doesn't look to be as much of a well-oiled machine, but the defense looks to be better, to be consistent. I would rather look like they did last year. I would rather have an offense hitting on all cylinders because of my belief of what that's what wins in this league. But Philadelphia carried a very strong defense to the Super Bowl, and they kind of broke a trend of really offensive dominant teams being the ones that are there in the end. But I give Philly credit. There's more than one way to get to a finish line. I think hard and fast rules in sports are foolish. But Philly's better than Detroit right now. They are right now. Does this win send the Lions back to the drawing board? Does this win get this coaching staff to put together more effective game plans to execute? Look at some different lineups maybe, or address certain things that just weren't good enough? I would hope so. It's been a very competent coaching staff, so I suspect that they will do some things to make themselves better. Dan Campbell's been a very good coach. The one question we have about Dan Campbell that is fair to ask today, and we've been asking it. Gator, if you're going to have a coach that is, quote, true to himself and always go for it in situations where there's any debate, and it feels like if there's any debate, he's going to err on the side of going for it. Can he change and adjust to the type of game that's being played? You made a long and lengthy argument that he did not do that, and you were right. Can they change? Will he continue to do what he did last night, Or will he say, you know what? Not today. Not the way this game is going.
And I think everything has to be, is going to be dictated by circumstance. That's, I don't think you have one approach in all games.
Are you sure? Because he didn't do it last night. He didn't adjust. Hey, I got a strong defensive team.
I'm telling you what I think. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. But
I think last night was a mistake by him. And okay, I think he should have recognized early on that the defense is going to be good here. Weather's a problem. We need to play the field position game. And by not doing that, by staying true to yourself and always going for it on the fourth down thing, and not always, but, you know, seemingly always, it's a mistake. I thought last night was a mistake. And I think you have to make that adjustment when you see the need to make the adjustment. You can start the game with that mentality, but once you realize, yikes, this weather is a problem.
But that's the question. Will he?
I don't think he will. I don't know.
Because like punting and playing defense.
Part of me is hoping that he will, that it's just a stubborn reaction immediately after the game. Maybe tomorrow when he comes on with a morning show, that maybe he's going to have a different take on that. The other thing is, I don't know how often these circumstances are going to come up, right?
When you're having dominating.
When your defense is dominant and when you have an outdoor game where the weather's a real problem and all this, right? And you're playing again. The other big factor is, and you're taking on a team that is very good defensively.
Yeah.
Like this is like the perfect
playing
storm.
Field position felt like it would work last night.
Yeah, the perfect storm last night for you to finally say, okay, let's hold off on going for it on fourth down and let's play field position game. And they didn't do it. And he didn't do it.
Kang, do you think he will adjust moving forward, or do you think he's just always gonna pedals down, it's who I am?
If it's an adjustment, it's slight. I think that's who he is, but he needs to learn that. And I think he kind of spoke to it last night after the game about, you know, he's got to be better. I think he will realize, hey, there are times that I should really consider not going for it. And I think all the stuff that you stated, Gator, is true. Like, you know, the game, the weather, all that stuff. But I also go back to this. Sometimes you ain't got it. You know, like your best three-pointer shooter ain't got it. Stop drawing up plays for him. For this game, you know, if your best hitter is like, he looks lost out there, maybe you go to somebody else. I think last night, didn't matter what play they're going to call, this team did not have it on fourth down. They looked completely disconnected. They were missing assignments. And then you put into the fact that everything else, Gator, you said, the defense was playing great. You have a great punter. So you can lean on that other stuff if you ain't got it that night. And so yeah. I think Dan Campbell just needs to recognize that moving forward.
I'd like him not to be tin cup all the time and always going for it, you know?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
For the movie reference with Kevin Costner, there were those two rounds in the U.S. Open in the movie where he actually played conservatively and did just fine. Got himself in contention.
But I think the way Dan Campbell plays this is, you play blackjack, Gator, and you know the rules, Doug. You always double down on 11, right? That's what they say. if you continually lose, do you, at some point, do you say, you know what, I'm not going to do it this time? Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, sometimes you go, well, and sometimes you get a little gun shy. Yeah. Or I'm not going to always, yeah.
I feel like
I'm not always going to split, you know.
He always doubles down. He doesn't care, you know, what's gone and what's happened, what's going on.
All right, let's get back to your phone calls. Champ and Chump on Mondays. Jake and Franklin, you're on 97.1. Hi, Jake.
Greetings, gentlemen. After seeing the game, I think the difference between both teams had nothing to do with what was on the field, the biggest difference to me. I think the biggest difference is what each executive did at the trade deadline. That Jalen Phillips guy that they picked up from Miami for a third-round pick, he killed us. He beat Sewell at least one time, possibly two. Couldn't stop him. Pressure. And that was a need they filled. They needed a need. They gave up a third-round pick. They picked that guy up. He worked seamlessly in their team. And we didn't – whatever our needs were, and maybe they tried, maybe they didn't, maybe we don't know what the asking price was, but that guy can always get it done. Roseman can always get it done. He fills a need. And he was the difference last night, and, you know, amongst other things, but he was a big, big, big part of that game. And they would not, they picked him up at the trade deadline, and we didn't, you know, we didn't have it. Now you say, well, we didn't have third round picks maybe like we used to because we gave him up for Tesla, and we're not playing Tesla. So now you don't have to give because you screwed up maybe somewhere else. So
yeah, I mean,
what
there's
off the field seemed to be more significant than what happened on.
It might be in the end, it might burn him. And we, like you said, we don't know what was on the table for them, what he had a chance to get, what he had, you know, what he might have turned down, what response did they even call on Jalen Phillips? I mean, the one thing about Howie Roseman is does he always get it done? Well, he's built some winners. Last year, they didn't make a move at the trade deadline, and they won the Super Bowl. But
because they didn't need to.
Yeah, this year, they made three moves. One of them, the guy's likely out of football in Jair Alexander. Another one, we'll see if he impacts the team. But that one looks pretty good.
Well, they also just lost Lane Johnson for maybe 4 to 6 weeks with a Liz Frank injury.
Yep. 248-539-9797. I hope there aren't regrets from Brad Holmes. I hope he didn't. I hope when they called the teams that had offensive linemen, teams that were fading that had offensive linemen, I hope he did call them and tried to get him. And I hope those teams just told him, no, you can't have Betonio. You can't have Zeitler. We're not trading him. I mean, people say, why would they do that? Well, both teams have young quarterbacks, and they want to give those young quarterbacks chances to have success. And so they might not just simply not been available, or others. Like, it doesn't have to be those guys. It's Carson Anderson, something that has barely been touched on. We will talk about today at 12:20 because it's unanimous. It's.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.